Brian, good morning.
Hi there, good morning.
Now, the ABC doesn't go without criticism, but ultimately, do you think Australia wants to see the ABC survive and thrive, irrespective of political sways?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think the public opinion evidence that's been conducted by News Poll and other organisations does show that the Australian people are very favourable towards the ABC, its existence and its broad programming and so forth. So there's a lot of support, public support for the ABC.
Now, given the threat facing all forms of traditional media, are you suggesting the ABC and current commercial players now have a common enemy, I guess, and both parties are interested to search for common grounds for cooperation?
I think the way to look at it is that, you know, the ABC is not responsible for the crisis in newspapers, which exists not just in Australia, but everywhere. You know, the decline of print as a medium, as a platform, is a global trend. It's to do with the internet, it's through broad cultural shifts. However, the ABC, as a public service media organisation, can do things to contribute, if you like, to the strengthening and survival of local journalism, local media, particularly local media, I think. In a country like Australia, where you have such a big geographical spread, local journalism is struggling. And at a time when public spending is tight, what's wrong with the ABC saying, let's do something to help local journalism? Now, this idea came up in the UK with the BBC. They have proposed that they would support 100 local reporters who would contribute content not just to the BBC but to the local press in the UK. And Mark Scott, in fact, has already floated some kind of commercial cooperation of that kind in the past as well. It's not gone very far, though. The discussion's not gone very far. It just seems that, you know, there's a way in which the ABC can demonstrate not only that its public role is to contribute to genuine problems that exist elsewhere in the media without damaging its own independence, its own reputation. That would be mutually beneficial for everybody, I think.
You mentioned a BBC report there before. Does it cover any other areas?
Well, they have there's a charter review going on in the UK at the moment, which been, you know, every 6 years they do a big review of the way the BBC works. And they, as part of that process, the BBC has submitted documents about how it sees its role in the coming period. And that was one of the ideas that came out there. But there are other forms of commercial cooperation as well. You know, the BBC, for example, is producing programmes. You know, Foxtel, I'm a Foxtel subscriber, and I can watch BBC First on my Foxtel cable subscription. I can watch The Night Manager. So the BBC is making money by supplying Australian viewers with premium content that they wouldn't maybe get on the ABC for another few months or even a year or so. So there are different kinds of cooperation models available out there. And this one just seems, this is the time when the ABC is under scrutiny, public spending is under scrutiny, and if there are ways in which there can be constructive cooperation between the public service organisation, which after all doesn't have a profit motivation to drive it, and the local commercial press or the local commercial media, that seems to be a no-brainer, really.
Do you think the scrutiny that the ABC has been under in the last little while, as I said, we've seen all sorts of headlines surrounding the ABC recently, do you think that will have any impact on whether or not the ABC can cooperate with commercial networks?
I don't think the scrutiny around the ABC, which is, long-standing, goes back many years, is not so much an issue for the short-term discussion about how to go forward. The ABC can make proposals, the ABC can make plans, irrespective of the scrutiny it's under. I think the scrutiny it's under as an organisation is about efficiency, it's about how it spends its money, and that's all legitimate and fair. It also has, of course, its political opponents. There are those in the private media who just don't like the ABC and want to see it weaker, want to see it kind of, reduced to a ghetto. I would never support that as a strong supporter of public service media. I would never support that idea. But what the scrutiny does do, I think, is remind the ABC that it must win the hearts and minds of the people. You know, the ABC only survives if the Australian public support it. And that means demonstrating to that public the value it delivers. And of course, its own programme content is the key thing. But if it can also assist and contribute to a recognised need, such as local journalism in rural Australia, that's something that can be very good politically for the ABC. So, you know, I'm not suggesting that the ABC has to be very defensive about everything that all the criticism it gets in the media, but in certain, you know, in certain circumstances, there is value for the ABC in saying, okay, hang on, the local journalism is in crisis. In Australia, there's a genuine problem out there. Can we do something with our vast infrastructure and resources? Can we do something to assist? That's the way I think it should be seen.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
Thank you very much, yeah. Anytime.